Dear faithful, today is the feast day of Saint Paulinus of Nola, and he was a Frenchman who lived at the late 300s and early 400s. And Saint Paulinus of Nola is one of those great saints who decided that he rather seeks after heavenly kingdom rather than tries to get himself honor and glory in this earth. Very often, if you seek honor, prestige, titles in this world, it ends up that you lose your prestige in the afterworld. And since this world lasts only a moment, but the other afterlife, that lasts eternity, that is something which we have to very often keep in mind when we think what are the priorities of this life. Saint Paulinus of Nola, he was a Frenchman, and he was from a high-ranking family, and he became a consul, which in those days was kind of a very high-ranking politician, and he also married to a noble family. And he and his wife, they were Christians and Catholics, but kind of a little bit worldly, not evil or sinful, but those kind of persons who did not mind religion too much, kind of as an extra for their other daily activities. But then Saint Paulinus met Saint Ambrose, the famous and holy bishop of Milan, and he started then through the exhortations of this holy bishop to think about the purity of heart, that the most noble thing what a man or a woman could possess is purity and nobility of heart rather than great titles or great fortunes in this world. And besides, those times were very hard for the Roman Empire. In the West, Roman Empire was starting to crumble. There were the attacks of barbarians, and many many people, including the family of Saint Paulinus, they lost a big portion of their property in raids and in robbings, which were so often happening on those tumultuous times. But the most sorrowful loss for Saint Paulinus was that he and his wife, they lost their son, who was still an infant, and they had to see him buried and laid in the coldness of the ground. And this Saint Paulinus, he called his dead son the holy offspring, because even though he had died as very young, he was holy because he had been purified by the waters of baptism. And even though it was sad for him to depart from his son, he knew that he was now in heaven. What better end could have there been in such a short but sweet life of this little boy? And after the death of his son, Saint Paulinus decided that from now on he wants to be like his son, namely eventually a holy soul in heaven. And since his heart was now pure from all the detachment of the world, he decided that the best place to prepare to become a saint is to live for the heaven already here on this earth. So Saint Paulinus sold all his remaining property and gave money to the poor. And then he, like Saint John the Baptist, retired in the wilderness to worship and worship God as a recluse. And this radical move made him a laughingstock for his family. They all called him strange, a weirdo, or even a madman. But this holy saint, he didn't mind, because he knew that they had also laughed, the evil people had also laughed to our Redeemer, while he was still here on earth. Eventually, St. Paulinus was ordained and he became a bishop, but he in his heart now always knew for the rest of his life that his true home was not this earth, but it would be heaven, where he made every effort to attain throughout the rest of his life. Dear faithful, the life of St. Paulinus teaches us who are the real success stories in this life. Even after all these centuries, we remember the deeds and holiness of St. Paulinus, while his relatives and the politicians and every single big shot who in those days was laughing to him and mocking him and calling him strange crazy, all of them have long, long since been forgotten. While we here on this earth, we still ask this holy man to intercede for us, that we also, like he all those centuries ago, we could see with our own clear eyes and with our minds that it doesn't matter what is our stance here in this earth, no matter how highly we are appreciated by the people on this life, it matters nothing unless we are appreciated also by our Heavenly Father. And we gain this appreciation from our Father if we try as much as it lies in our possibility to be like Jesus was, namely always humble, always kind to others, always remembering the will of our Heavenly Father rather than our own. And this is the most challenging way for a Christian to submit his life and his will to the will of his Heavenly Father, because he wanted to do this. St. Paulinus of Nola was mocked by the people of this earth, but he was welcomed to heaven after his death by God Almighty. And if we are ready to face persecution at least a little bit in this life as well, and always do the will of our Father, even if we are deemed as strange or even crazy by the others, if we are ready to stand that trial, we also are remembered by our Heavenly Father after our death. May God bless you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.